Blow me.
What's up?
What's happening? I just tried calling Panama and the damn thing didn't work.
Why?
Huh?
Why not?
I don't know. Hello? Yeah. That's why there's conversation. You're right now. No, mother, I'm not talking to you on the phone. You're standing right next to me. Good morning.
What's
up, Rodney?
Yeah.
I washed your KA hat.
No!
Heck yeah, it looks great.
You did not.
I swear. Mom, did I wash Rodney's KA hat?
Yes, it looks charming. Now I'm wearing it.
I washed it twice.
No way.
Yeah, all that oil just acted like wax. It just held it. Yeah, my mom said hello. It just held all the dirt and crap.
You didn't bend up my bill, did you?
Huh?
My bill is still the same, isn't it?
Rodney, your bill is plastic. It's not going to screw it up. It looks the same, but it's white.
Okay.
Now you're not a brown hat, you're a white hat. Just get over it. It's a song by the Eagles.
Is your dad home?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So what have you been doing?
Working, man. Putting up Christmas lights. And
have you been getting paid for it?
No. Delivering baskets and stuff.
Weaving baskets?
Delivering.
Oh, delivering.
Yeah.
Sweet. I applied at a delivery place yesterday.
What kind?
Flowers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they wouldn't hire me, though, because it's just temporary help. And they, we don't need you. Like, thanks. We could use you this summer. We like your personality. Well, thanks. Have a good day now.
Huh?
Have a good day now. I'd been filling out my application in there, and she said, you're either going to be a doctor or a lawyer. And I said, yeah, lawyer. Uh-huh, that's what I thought.
You should say, no, ma'am, I just want to be a flower delivery man.
Yeah. How are you getting along with your parents?
All right, so far. What about you?
Decent.
That's good. When are you coming down?
I don't know. As soon as I don't find a job.
Really?
Oh, there's your KA hat. It was lost for a minute. I put it under one of my 15-pound weights to break it in. Damn, it's all curled up. There we go. That's better. I'm going to have this thing broken in, all right? You got a problem with that?
What?
I'm going to have this hat broken in. Is that cool?
No.
You don't want it broken in?
No.
Why not?
Because I like it the way I had it.
You like it all geeky and sticking up real high?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It's broken in now. It looks cool. I don't know when I'm coming over. I might be working at the Arlington or the Hilton.
Doing what?
Host at the restaurant is what I'd like to be doing.
Oh, yeah?
That's what they told me was open yesterday at the Arlington. And I'd probably be bellman if I worked at the Hilton. If I was bellman, if I was bellman at the Hilton, then that would mean that I'd get rooms like half off.
That'd be sweet.
At any Hilton in the U.S.
Hmm.
I mean, that would just call for road trips.
Too bad they don't have one in Clarksville.
Yeah, whatever. I'll go work at the Super Scrambler Motel or something. Sweet, this hat's breaking in nice.
Mom, come here.
But, let's see.
Been to any parties yet?
Not really.
There hadn't been any parties?
I'm sure. Not really. Our high school is still in school.
Still?
Yeah.
I should have gotten out yesterday.
I think today.
Did you ever look for my cousin's house?
Oh, yeah. Does she have a Grateful Dead sticker on the back of her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly where it's at. drove by her blazer yesterday.
That's what?
I drove by it yesterday.
Cool. How close do you live to her?
Like 40 seconds away.
Huh.
She just lives up the street.
You Little Rock people are funny. You don't even know your own neighbors.
Hell no. Oh. She could have lived two doors down and I wouldn't have known.
Huh.
What's her mom now?
What?
Who's her mom?
Carolyn Russell. I mean, Carolyn, Russell mom? Carolyn Russell.
Okay. Yeah, I'm about to go over and see her here in a little while.
Serious?
I'm just going to go, ding dong. Hey, aren't you Jason Cummings' cousin?
Oh, God.
Yeah, he told me to come visit you.
You don't know how many times she's been asked that. She came here and everybody asked her, you're Jason Cummings' cousin? Do you know Jason Cummings? Yeah.
I'm just going to be like, yeah, he told me that you'd be expecting me. He said he talked to you and that you knew I was coming over.
She'll beat your ass.
Huh?
She'll beat your ass. Watch out.
Is she big?
No. Tough.
Call her.
Why?
Tell her I'm coming over.
Nuh-uh.
Hell no.
Actually, I do need to talk to her. I'm supposed to get a Christmas gift for her. Get some ideas.
Yeah.
Huh? I thought she was changing it.
How is she related to you?
How?
Yeah.
She's my mother's sister's daughter.
Really?
Make her my first cousin.
Let me talk to your mom.
Okay. Hold on, my dad's talking to my mom. What was the Hilton job? I think. He isn't? Well, just check. It'd be better pay. Here's my mom.
Good morning, Rodney.
Hello, Miss Cummings.
How are you doing?
Good.
Are you out beating the bushes for a job, too?
Well, they're keeping me too busy to do that.
You are? What have you been doing?
Well, delivering Christmas baskets for my dad and putting up Christmas lights and cleaning up the house and...
Well, aren't you special?
Putting up a tree and...
Have you been doing all that for your family?
Yeah.
I am impressed.
Oh.
Is this delivering Christmas baskets for his job or what?
Do what now?
Did you say delivering Christmas baskets for your dad's what, job or what?
Just to, like, doctors who refer in patients and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's neat. Yeah. And you put up your tree for your mother.
Uh-huh.
I'm impressed. I'm going to hire you next year.
That's good.
Well, anyway, you having a good time?
Yeah.
Good to
well,
be home, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, who is this Russell girl?
She's my sister's daughter.
Is she nice?
Is she nice?
Yeah.
Well, she's nice. She's my niece.
Those Cummings yeah. girls are crazy, though, you know. Those Russells and those Cummings.
What now?
Those Russell ladies are crazy, and those Cummings girls are, too.
Well, if you don't know her, you ought to meet her. She's a nice girl.
Okay.
Okay. Well, here's Jason.
All right.
Have a good holiday.
You too.
What she meant to say is, Happy Hanukkah, it's the fourth day. She wouldn't know that, though.
Tell her that.
Your mother's here. Your mother. And I'm not speaking to myself. Really? Why? Oh. So what are you up to today?
Oh, just delivering baskets.
Delivering baskets
yeah.
for your parents?
My dad, yeah.
Sweet. Are you really going to drop by my cousins?
No.
Hello? You don't know me. I could be a total freak.
I just saw your blazer, and it looked like one some dork in Hot Springs described to me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She'll be like, Jason Cummings, who the hell's that?
Whatever. Damn it.
Never heard of him.
Huh?
Never heard of him. He said he knew me.
He's a fucking prick.
Related to me, what?
Hell no.
first cousin. Damn, I didn't know that.
Your hat looks good. I'm just going to keep it and wear it today.
Okay.
Did you get my Tulane hat from your brother? Or did he forget to bring it?
Oh, he's got one.
What's he doing, sleeping?
Yeah. Like I kind of was. What are you doing up so early?
I was going to call Manuel. I was supposed to call him Monday, and the system's down on Mondays. Then I called yesterday, and it was busy until 11:30, and then I called today, and it's the wrong damn number.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
He gave me the wrong phone number. There's some Latin guy or some Central American guy saying, "This is not the correct phone number. Please dial a 1 or a 0 and the 10-digit number." And I was like, what the hell?
10 digits. Holy crap.
It is 10 digits. If there's an area code and then just a regular phone number, that would make it 10 digits. You wouldn't need the one. But fucking Jose on the phone said it wouldn't work. So.
Huh.
Andy Baxter's lost over there in Little Rock somewhere.
Why?
I don't know. He won't come home.
How do you know he's lost?
It's because we can't find him.
Where's he staying?
I don't know. You know some guy named Brock?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Brock, what's his last name?
I don't know.
Does he go
skater?
Huh?
Kind of a skater, kind of?
I doubt it. Does he go to Hendrix?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I'm sure if you called Neil, Neil would know.
Well, he's probably in Conway then.
Conway?
Yeah.
Why would he be in Conway?
Well, if he's fucking at college and
he's
not
at college. He's in Little Rock. Or North Little Rock or West Little Rock or whatever the hell. But I promise you, he's not in Conway.
Hmm.
Hell, call his ex-girlfriend. Call up Lauren.
Lauren?
Huh?
No, she's in Little Rock, I'm sure.
She is in Little Rock. He went out with her about a week ago.
Do what now?
He went out with her about a week ago.
Oh, I thought you said I did. I was like,
no.
No.
You're not that lucky. Gotten any pussy since you've been home?
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah.
From who?
Same old, same old.
What's her name?
Holly.
Was it great?
I guess.
You guess.
What about you?
Yeah, that's funny. Left hand.
Huh?
Left hand. Holly, does she still have a boyfriend?
No.
They finally broke up.
Yeah.
Why'd they break up?
I don't know. I don't care.
What'd you do last night? Nothing?
No. Well, put lights up. What'd you do?
What did I do? Went decking around town.
Huh.
Spilled,
how much fun can you pack into one hot springs night?
Huh?
How much fun can you pack into one hot springs night?
I don't know. I was pushing it to the limit. I was just having crazy fun. I spilled chili from a chili cheese coney on my white button-up polo.
No way.
Yeah.
How much?
Huh?
How much?
Just like a drop.
Yeah.
Like half a penny size. I wasn't very happy about that.
Where did it land?
Like right where the buttons are, you know?
Yeah.
Right in the middle. Right in the middle. Not on the sleeve or something, but right where everyone would see it. I've used all sorts of stain removers and it isn't coming out. Can they get that shit out at the cleaners?
What about bleach? Have you tried the bleach?
I don't have any bleach. I used it all on my jeans.
I'm sure bleach would get it out.
Bleach. Would that not screw it up?
I doubt it. Unless you wash it off good.
Did your parents see that scratch on the hood of your Jeep?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Nothing.
They didn't get pissed?
No.
Crazy.
No.
Have you driven the Laser or the Mustang?
Yeah.
Which one? Both?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
The Mustang.
You don't like the laser?
Uh-uh.
Why not?
Just don't. You hear my mom yelling?
Yeah. What's she yelling at?
I don't know. Well, how long do you have to talk on this thing?
Like 20 or 30 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it'll say something.
What happens if you get off too soon?
Did I ever press one?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was going to say, well, shit. 30 more minutes. You ready to get off?
No. In a while, I got to get off.
Sorry, it couldn't be phone sex or something.
No shit.
That'd be sweet if you could call a phone sex line.
No shit.
I should have tried that.
This is American English.
This is for educational purposes or something.
Yeah, it's going to be recorded.
That's cool. You're making me $20, though. If I knew some fucking spec, I could call him, make more cash.
What's that girl's name, that Russell?
Huh?
What's her name?
Where?
Oh,
my cousin?
Yeah.
Christiana Ulmer, but her mom's name's Russell, Carolyn.
Mm-mm. Christiana?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
It's like a makeoff of ours.
I think I'll get up, go get dressed, and go see her.
Whatever.
Well, I gotta go, because I gotta keep on doing this Christmas stuff. All
right.
Call me later.
All right.
All right, man.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Bye-bye.